All right, we're now into overdrive. It is the second day of December 2010 on this December transmission. It is Thursday. Max Keiser is our guest. Websites are MaxKeiser.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The ongoing TSA route of the globalists is continuing. They've backed off on pilots, small children. Now they're talking about backing off, groping the rest of us. Undoubtedly, the feds will put a bomb on a plane and blow it up. But we're countering that offensive by exposing who's behind the terror attacks. Max Keiser's picked up on a grassroots movement a month ago or so to circuit the shorting of silver by J.P. Morgan, their naked shorting. That is now in the London Guardian. Silver's up 9% in the last month. The supply is dwindling. Even mainline analysts are saying this is the Achilles heel, the soft spot on the dragon's belly, the unshielded exhaust port on the Death Star, whatever you want to call it. It's the sweet spot. And I was talking to Maxter in the break. He was telling me this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Look, the Hunt brothers were billionaires, but they had no power compared to millions of people going out and buying silver and taking physical possession. Please continue, Keiser.
Right. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a virtuous circle. If the more people participate in this, the higher the price goes, and the more people will therefore participate in this.
They can't take secret stores of silver and dump it to try to knock it down? Well, the answer is even if they did that, it would beach ball back up, correct?
Well, they can. The only thing they can use to knock it down is paper silver. But yet, at this point, all the new paper being generated is creating inflation. You see that right now. It's hitting in surges in
which drives up the silver again.
Exactly. So the more they try to attack it with paper silver, the higher the price of silver goes. We've got them in a corner.
Well, for the first time in some foreseeable memory, and I'm talking to coin shops, I'm talking to people on the ground, I'm talking to Ted and other brokers, I'm making phone calls about this last month, we see gold and silver versus what the public price is pulling away in the real world for what it sells and running out. That looks like we could be entering a zone where it really explodes in price.
Yeah, there's scarcity. There is silver scarcity. And anytime you introduce scarcity into a market, there's a price discovery mechanism kicks in.
Supply and demand.
Price. That's a higher price.
So,
hello?
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you. So where do you expect this to go in the near term?
Well, it just keeps going higher because you've got massive buyers and very little supply, and as we've said, the only way to stop it is by throwing more paper at it, but that only encourages people to buy more physical. So we've got them, you know, by their short hairs. There's nothing they can do to defend themselves here. They can keep throwing paper at it. They can keep settling contracts with paper, but that paper is inflating the system and increasing the purchasing power of the existing silver. Now, $500 silver is a doable target. If this thing continues to go on a global scale, and you've got, and I'm getting videos from all over the world, people are participating in this all over the world, so that $500 target is doable. That means that the banker's fiat paper witch's castle has collapsed, and everyone is sitting there with real money to have a real economy and a real democracy with. As the Founding Fathers stated in the Constitution, there shall be no money recognized other than gold and silver. It's a constitutional mandate. The fact that there's fiat paper today is unconstitutional. The Founding Fathers figured this out 150, 200 years ago. They knew that if you let banks create fiat money, that they will use that fiat money to monopolize and enslave and to create all kinds of mergers and acquisitions that they're doing now. Exactly what is happening now is what they knew would happen. This is why they outlawed paper money. Only gold and silver was money. Now we've got a global insurrection against banking occupation. The global banking cartel is everywhere, and now this is a global effort to take back people's wealth by buying silver, by exchanging the slave currencies of the dollar, pound, euro, and yen, and others for real money. You are freeing yourself. You are
all
free.
All right, Max, stay there. Come back. Take phone calls, Chris, Ed, Julio, Tim, Mark, and many others, 800-259-9231. These are interesting times.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I shot a video with Aaron last night titled, It's the Bankers or Us. And it's an article explaining that they will give us no quarter. They will rape and rob everything, the big six megabanks. Lord Monckton agreed, member of the House of Lords. Ron Paul agrees. I mean, this is our enemy. This is the global government. Well, you did it. You made it the number one Google search term, bankers or us. And I'd say about half the links when you click on it are to sites that mirrored our article and our video. But I would suggest all other websites out there, this will be the top search term for much of the day, take our article or write your own article about it's the bankers or us, so your site gets the massive traffic in exposing the globalist. Google may have blocked me from Google News as punishment for the Google bombs and the TSA. I don't care. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So when you hear us do a search term, you better take our articles and put it on your own site or news site. Bankers or us. Number one, volcanic search. We have the number one, number two, and number three yesterday. Great job, listeners. So there you have it, Max Kaiser. They are certainly getting upset about what we're doing.
Right. Well, it's an information war. And they have their algorithms, and you have your listeners. And it's a war.
Well, I salute our frontline soldiers out there.
I'm looking at my site right now, maxkaiser.com, K-E-I-S-E-R. There's a great photo that somebody sent me. It's a Photoshop version of a very famous Times Square photo. If you back in the 60s, John Lennon and Yoko Ono took out big billboards in Times Square that said, "War is over if you want it." And somebody sent me a Photoshop version of this that says, $500 silver if you want it. And that's really gets to the message here. If people around the world want $500 silver, that's exactly what they'll get. Because all they have to do is go out and buy a couple of ounces of silver, and they'll get $500 silver. This is a mass global movement to stop the terrorists, just like back in the 60s, you had a mass movement that stopped the Vietnam War. This is a mass movement to stop these financial banking terrorists.
Max, I agree.
$500 silver.
I want to get to some calls before we've got to end this Overdrive transmission. But in your estimations and the estimations that have been done by major economists that you mentioned last hour, how much silver, physical silver, has got to be purchased to guaranteed annihilate the bankers?
Well, the supply is about 100 million ounces a year. It's not really, and the industrial use is something like 700 million ounces a year. So there's already huge silver shortages right now. Plus the hedge funds are our partner in this, and they're buying silver in billion-dollar quantities. So there's already, the hedge funds are going to make this happen anyway. So I'm telling you, the person who can only buy one or two coins, get in now, because the hedge funds are buying a billion at a clip, are making this happen right now. So it's, the shortages are right now.
And you made the point 3 weeks ago here on the show that as we drive this up, the greedy globalists, they're all going to join in and destroy themselves. They can't help it.
They're opportunists. But that works in our favor because then we've got leverage against them. They'll sell out their J.P. Morgan buddies at the drop of a hat. You know, they're not going to sit in a bunker and get destroyed with the balance sheet of J.P. Morgan and their banking buddies. They're going to change. They're going to be joining our forces. We're going to convert them. We're converting them every day.
It's by deploying the Renaissance, by leading, like our guest said yesterday, shooting our grappling hook over the parapet and hauling ourselves up above the globalist, leading by example. That's Max Keiser.
It's like Pac-Man. You know, Pac-Man, when you gobble up one of the little things in the Pac-Man, he becomes part of your forces. So every time it goes higher, more of the globalists switch sides because they don't want to get in front of this freight train and get killed. They're like, silver's going to 500. I'm getting into silver.
They're converting
and they're joining the forces.
All right, let's take phone calls here. We've got to hurry. Chris in Nevada, you're on the air with Max Keiser. Go ahead.
All right, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I got a question. You guys are saying if you take 20% of J.P. Chase's Morgan or these six big banks, take their money out and bank locally or buy silver, the big bank crashes, right?
Yes.
Okay. What happens to the other 80% of people and their money that are, you know, haven't taken it out or bought any silver?
Well, the bankers are already debasing the dollar. They're already debasing. They're already in a predatory takeover. So if they're going to take us down, we're going to take them down.
Yeah. And I got another point. As far as like buying silver, that I find that a great idea for everybody to start doing. But for people like myself who generally live like day to day, as far as like the money we receive, through paycheck to paycheck, like if I buy silver myself, I can't necessarily like buy my nightly meals or pay my water bill with silver. So like,
all the time, and I appreciate your call. Let me briefly answer it. Get a 30-second answer from Max because I gotta go. To the other callers here. Max, let me answer because this is important. Okay, this is elementary. 14 years ago, when I was promoting silver, it was like $5 an ounce. Now it's $29. So, if you're a poor person, but you bought it when it was $5, now today you could sell that silver and pay your electric bill. If you keep the dollars, they're being devalued while the silver is going up. So it is the poor man's gold. And so it doesn't mean you've got to buy a bunch of silver. I mean, we're just here discussing, look, why did I believe in gold and silver when gold was 260 an ounce or 265 an ounce and silver was $5 an ounce? Because I'd studied history and I knew what debasing currencies did. It makes other key commodities, especially metals, go up. So it's elementary. People say, well, how do I pay a bill in silver? You go cash it in for the fiat money at the time you need it, but your money isn't devalued. Max, can you explain it to them?
anybody has $28 to buy a coin. Even people, homeless people, have $28 to buy a coin. And remember Gandhi in his march to the sea. As he got closer to the sea, the people following him turned into the millions. And what did he do when he got to the sea? He simply reached in and pulled a handful of salt. That's all he did, and that's all it took to annihilate the British Empire.
Because there was a tax. The British had a monopoly on salt, and his joke was, it's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Now, fiat currency is the new imperial way to keep us locked up in prison. And by buying one little silver coin, or even a half a silver coin, or a quarter of a silver coin, or a little silver trinket, you are now part of the movement. You are part of the revolution. You've got that silver bullet aimed at the heart of J.P. Morgan. You are now part of the global insurrection against banking occupation. You could do it for $10. And nobody in your listening audience right now, you know, can't...
No, I hear you. Let's go to Ed. Let's go to Ed in Hawaii. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex, yes, first-time caller. I've been investing in silver for probably 8 years, reading on the subject for many years. One of the things I'd say to the last caller is, and I've had this idea before about the silver to take it down these power mongers, go start buying one 90% silver dime or one 90% silver quarter. Those are like $2 to $5. And it's nothing. There's nothing like starting to buy real silver. It's a great thing to do. On the Hunt brothers, one of the things I read about him is that he was a true believer the dollar was going to crash. I think to a certain extent he saw himself as a battling the Federal Reserve, just like.
No, that's what the Hunt. That's what the Hunt said. We're almost out of time. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I just say, actually, just take J.P. Morgan down. I totally agree. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Julio in Illinois, go ahead.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Max, I appreciate what you're doing. Two quick questions. First off, how important do you feel, you just mentioned earlier about, you know, it's a constitution-based currency, gold and silver, like our founding father's state. How important is it to tell people who aren't awake about Executive Order 11110 from 63? Coincidentally enough, 5 months later, Kennedy was
murdered.
That's
right. Kennedy didn't just start getting us out of Vietnam or have the real civil rights movement. He started the movement to abolish the Federal Reserve and have the U.S. government issue its own currency, not the private Federal Reserve, and they blew his head off. Comments on that, Max Kaiser?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a good part of the history of it. That executive order was going to abolish the Fed, and the rest is history. So, yeah, that's how powerful this is. But you see, it's not about one man with one executive order. It's about 100 million people around the world each buying one silver ounce.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, Max. You got a lot of nerve because you know, being at the head of pushing this, let me tell you, if you are successful, this mafia, I'd imagine, is going to send a hit team over to your house. And I'm serious.
No, well, I can, as I said before, I'm converting people en masse. And for every person that's upset at this, there are 10 people that are kissing my cheek and thanking me. So I am putting the proverbial flowers into the muzzle of the gun on the front line, and I'm turning the criminals into silver-loving, free market, real constitutionalists. That's one of the best.
No, I understand, Max. You're a true revolutionary. We're all here together, hurtling into the future. This is very exciting. Thank you so much, Julio. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
This is your search term, Tim, from Michigan. If you remember...
The guy that called 6-8 months ago or however long ago it was with the idea for search terms, yes.
Yes, sir, that's me. Listen, Alex, I'm on disability, and I have 13 ounces of silver. I have a $5 silver certificate that I purchased in remembrance of Mr. Kennedy. And I also have 3 British sovereigns, and I'm on disability getting roughly $1,000 a month. So if these people try to say that they can't afford to do this, it's because they have their priorities in the wrong place, and this is very possible because I also have a dollar certificate, silver certificate. I understand they're not retainable anymore. However, these were done in more of a remembrance for JFK and my condolences for him. And I do 1963 $5 silver certificate, which was purchased just for that reason. I yes. also have a Lone Star nickel, which is a 2 ounce silver round, and I have another 11 different rounds that I had purchased.
Beautiful. You have a question for Max Kaiser?
Yes, I do. My question to Max is also I want to tell you that I'm very inspired by his initiative to set this off. And my question is this, that Max, that if somebody like me on such a limited income can afford to have 3/4 ounce of gold and 13 ounces of silver, why won't other people?
All right, I understand your question. We're almost out of time. It's because they don't believe they can win, or they don't understand that silver and gold isn't going up. The currency is being devalued. Max, your comment on that?
My comment is that I agree with you. People don't think that they can win anymore. They've been beaten down. But the beautiful thing about this campaign is that once people put a silver coin in their hand, a little bell goes off in their head and they go, and they realize, my God, this is money. This is what the economy should have been based on. This is what it says in the Constitution.
This isn't some dirty piece of paper. This is real. This is heavy. Boy, they like silver in their hand. They ought to try gold.
It's psychological alchemy. You turn your defeatism into an attitude of winning because you realize, my God, I'm part of a movement that's going to transform this fiat money fractional reserve.
Let's jam in some more, Max.
An honest economy that's democratic.
Let's talk to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, Max. Hey, Alex. In an effort to be brief, I'll ask my question and take my answer offline. This may be of interest to the fellow that just called. If someone is disabled, say they've worked 27 years in the same job and they're disabled and they're collecting disability and they're on Medicare, if they've got their 401k or their IRA and they wish to convert to silver, is there a way that they could do so without being penalized, not so much in the taxes, we know how that goes, but with regard to not losing your eligibility for Medicare if they wanted to convert their...
Yeah, let me ask Ted Anderson's coming up in a few minutes briefly. He's an expert on that. We'll leave that question for him specifically because that's a good point. If you start making profits, then they can take away your Medicare, Medicaid, your Social Security in some cases if they claim you're working. But I think if you don't publicly cash it in and quietly sell it, they won't know. That's why they're trying to clamp down. They're already doing this in Europe and Australia on going down to the coin shop and selling a coin or two here and there that you bought at $5 now that it's $29 and making a nice profit for yourself. Let's talk to Nancy in California, probably the last caller for Max Kaiser here. Nancy, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Max. I have a question. If J.P. Morgan goes down, would that trigger a bailout, another bailout? And if so, what would be the bottom line and ramifications?
Well, that would devalue currency more, and gold and silver would go up even more. Max Kaiser.
That's right. They're being bailed out anyway. The bailouts are continuing.
Yeah, these aren't even bailouts. These are them taking over countries and robbing everything. They're not going to stop. They hate us.
Yeah, the value of paper money is continuing to collapse. So another benefit is that you're going to have actual money in your pocket, and the purchasing power will continue to go up. It's a win-win-win situation.
But, Nancy, let me explain this. I'm sure some bad things could happen, too, but if a big bully starts punching me, I'm going to attack back. Doesn't mean I might not get my teeth knocked out, but I'm going to attack. And so the message to the globalist is, we're done laying here and taking it. You started a fight. You want one. Now you're going to get it. Max, do you agree with that?
Yeah. You can't appease terrorists. And simply by saying, well, if it collapses, then they might come after me and abuse me some more, that's not a good enough answer. At some point, we got to stand up and say, we want real money, we want a democracy, we want to get rid of financial terrorists. J.P. Morgan is the worst of the lot. Let's take it down and see where we go from there.
Okay, Nancy, does that answer your question?
Well, I'm just wondering is if they bailed out J.P. Morgan, they wouldn't be going down.
Yeah, but they would bail out with paper. That's the only thing they have to bail them out with. That means that the purchasing power of their silver goes up.
Nancy, if you expose the fiat currency with gold and silver, there's a war going on between real money and fiat. The globalists get their power from fiat. You take away their power, it's over for them. We blew up their carbon tax stuff last year. We're
blowing.
Listen.
Remember last year on this show, Alex, due to our conversation, we shut down the Cantor Exchange. Remember Cantor Fitzgerald was going to do box office features? They shut it down based on what we were saying on this show.
Nancy, I appreciate your call. All I know is resistance is victory, and a fight's always messy, and that's the end of it. You got to decide what side you're on. Are you for fiat currency that empowers the globalists, or are you with George Washington and gold and silver? Max Kaiser will obviously have you up very soon as this develops and unfolds. When's your regular monthly visit scheduled? Isn't it next week? God bless you, Max Kaiser. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. History's being made right now. Again, I promote what I believe in. I know they're putting uranium and radium in the water. I say get water filters. I got sponsors. They sell filters. We make money. I can pay for the office, the operation, and go eat enchiladas if I want. I sleep good at night. I promote as a free market person what I believe. I've been promoting for 15 years, actively 13, gold and silver, and all of them have quadrupled or more in price because I know history. I know when they start devaluing currencies in Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe or Argentina, gold and silver go up. Not rocket science. I'm not a genius. And it's that. Now, will they drive it down later? Will they? Probably. But over time, we're only going to win. Okay? They got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. But I don't know how to explain it to people. Ted Anderson, can you explain it in 30 seconds to them?
Okay, sure I can. First of all, three silver dollars, three of Alex's best videos, $97 we take credit cards. Don't complain about not being making it easy to buy gold and silver. Even if you're flat out broke, you can afford this one. If you can smoke cigarettes, you can certainly buy silver. Anyways, it's as simple as that, Alex. I mean, you can take down the central banks of the world. As soon as people refuse to take their printed money, they're done. You know, they're printing money, they lend it to us, they collect interest on us, they're siphoning away all of our labor. There's no wonder why people feel like they're broke in this country. You know, that's what's going on.
And the globalists are just getting started. But we had a caller calling in asking about putting their 401ks in silver and gold. I know that you're involved in that. Others are. But a lot of folks just take physical delivery. Do they get a hit with their Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security if they take physical delivery? My research is only if they sell it, right?
No, that's right. Because silver and gold grows tax deferred. You don't pay taxes on it until you sell it. And that's if you report it. That's why they want to pass this health care bill and make everybody file a 1099 form on $600 worth of transaction. You know, and that's being thrown out. There's only a few items. It's the 60-45 revenue ruling that they passed in 1983.
We're running wild. We're taking the country back. We're getting rid of the tax increases. We're getting rid of their scams. We're probably going to beat the food takeover bill. We're going nuts. We're getting angry. It's fun. And we're not just running around with a bunch of commies in the streets waving signs so feds can shoot us with rubber bullets. We're revolting in cyberspace. We're revolting with money. We're revolting on the radio. We're just going wild, and it feels good, and I love it. And I'm never going to stop. Ted Anderson, tell folks real fast about some of the other gold and silver offers you've got today. Get involved in the revolution and support our operations. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, well, 1-800-686-2237 is the telephone number. Again, 1-800-686-2237. I mean, come on, Walking Liberty has for $12.84. You can't afford those. I mean, like I said, dimes, we carry those, bars of silver. You don't have to get in with a lot of money. But I would suggest that you get moving, and you get moving now. And I think what Max is doing is such a great idea. Finally get the people together to get out of that fiat paper.
Well, that's why
money.
I got behind it. It's a lot better idea to expose the silver fraud and go after Coca-Cola.
It sure is. Yeah, and all that. I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, the money machine is what's creating.
Look, these bankers are not going away. They've announced they're going to take the veterans' health care now, and it all goes to the bankers. Look, it's us or them. And, you know, just like my top search today, it's the bankers or us. And we've just got to get it out there. Bankers are us, top search term today. Here's the number to call if you want gold, silver, all of it, radio specials. Tell them I sent you to get the lowest price, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. My video and audio breakdown of the Bankers are Us is coming up after the break, 800-686-2237. Just wonderful job, Ted and Max Kaiser and everybody. We believe in real money. We believe in gold and silver. And so we're promoting it, and we've been proven right as they go up in price over the last 12 years. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're now 33 minutes into the first hour of this worldwide transmission. This part of the song's too good. Crank it up for me.
So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
Of Bob Barr's group, who is investigating the criminal stand down of the TSA and their reported spying on their main media detractors, Matt Drudge and yours truly, Alex Jones. We've also got Max Kaiser coming on and Michael Braverman. I talked to Michael yesterday, and I'd already scheduled him a few weeks ago to come on and talk about water. We had Ventura on, of course, the week before, covering the JFK special. And he just told me about the full production because I consulted on it, been interviewed for it coming up tomorrow. But it was so busy, I hadn't really paid attention to the full breakdown of the rest of the show while they were still investigating. And they simultaneously discovered the uranium in the water, that separately I'd already seen years ago but forgotten about and kind of rediscovered 3 weeks ago when I saw the news headline in Texas of Texas with the federal government suppressed for decades high levels of uranium and other radioactive isotopes like radium in the water. But what they don't tell you is that's from the fluoride that they mine out of the phosphate limestone. That's the same place they mine for uranium. That's where uranium deposits are. Just search the term, where do you find uranium deposits? And you'll get all the university geology sites saying limestone deposits. It'll tell you the same place they mine for phosphates is where you find this. It's in Florida and Colorado are some of the areas where you find the most uranium. Then you find out about companies that mine uranium. It's the same companies that mine for the fluoride. But the public has like a defense mechanism where they can't hear this information. It's too scary. So it's just shut up. There's no uranium in my water. Well, we're going to be talking about that coming up with some other big breaking news with Michael Braverman. I'm going to continue next hour getting into Fed aid in financial crisis went beyond U.S. banks to industry and foreign firms. And they just kind of hide it in plain view. Oh, most of the big media is government funded. The media has already gotten its, quote, bailout or its payoff. Meanwhile, the FCC and the rest of them are coming in saying they want to censor the internet and alternative media and talk radio. When you read these articles, talk radio didn't get any government money. This is not a free country. Taking my tax money at gun barrel to give it to Chris Matthews to go up there and try to claim I'm a racist because I don't want government health care. Think of how sick that is. And how they've hidden all this classic corruption. I've got another big announcement coming up at the 20 after next hour, 24 after next hour, that you're going to want to stay tuned for as well. It's a big announcement, so stay with us on that front. Okay. I want to play this video. And it is the search term today. It's the bankers or us. Just put in that full short sentence. It's the bankers or us. Or you can just put in bankers or us. We can get both search terms up there at the top. And it's a little 14-minute video we put together. We're going to go ahead and roll that now. And then I'm going to come back and continue to break it down. Stay with us. My friends, it doesn't matter if you're in the United States, England, Germany, Japan, areas of Africa, South America, it doesn't matter. We are all in the same boat together. The private banking cartel, six major superbanks, have created Ponzi schemes. They have sold over 1.5 quadrillion, that's $1,500 trillion of fraudulent derivatives, counterfeit instruments, financial instruments of fraud. The IMF and World Bank are their international holding companies. Regionally, we have the private central bank of the U.S., the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England over in England. We have the private central bank in Ireland. It's the same everywhere, except for a few, quote, rogue nations that aren't controlled by this cartel. And those are countries being menaced by the globalist military. They are engineering the total collapse of society. I've been talking about this for 11 years since they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act here in the U.S. and simultaneously in other nations got laws passed so they could do this and get away with it. On the way up, with the thousands of trillions that they manufactured out of nothing, they bought up the entire infrastructure, the media, the defense contractors, everything. On the way down, they hold populations hostage and say, give us trillions more or we will implode the economy. That's what happened over 2 years ago in October of 2008 when Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, went and told the House and Senate, there'll be martial law, blood in the streets, total collapse if you don't do what we want. Here we are 2 years later. Europe gave in. Japan gave in. The United States gave in. And now you see Ireland, you see Greece, you see Portugal, Spain, Germany on the edge of collapse. And what do the central bankers say? Give us trillions more, raise your taxes in your countries, cut benefits, and pay almost everything that you raise in taxes to us. But it's mathematically impossible. Listen to me. I've interviewed literally hundreds of top economists on this. This is a fact. It is mathematically impossible to ever pay back the $1.5 quadrillion. That's a conservative number. They know that. And so, look at Ireland. Just a few months ago, they entered the EU. They were told, oh, you're a great economy, it's so wonderful. But under the EU agreement, they're now under the control of those private banks, and suddenly, oh my gosh, your economy's over. You've got to pay 20% of your GDP on top of what you're already paying to offshore banks. The head of their private central bank told the BBC that we want foreign banks to own Ireland. This is a good thing. Irish banks are up for sale. We're going to cut your pension funds that the government forced you to pay in for decades. We're going to cut the veterans' care. We're going to, again, slash road repairs, you name it, but the taxes go up. Everything goes to the private bankers. That's austerity. They cut the budget for the population. See, first they get you dependent on government. This is their system. They grow government. And this has happened all over the world over and over again. The globalists are done gobbling up third world countries. They're moving on to Europe and the United States now. No one is safe. Australia, Canada, you name it. The same system is taking place. That's how we knew what they would do in the West, because we'd seen them do it in the third world. We saw the economic hitmen setting up the same system. This is such important information, and I hope you're listening to me. There is no light at the end of the tunnel unless we do not pay these bankers all of this fraudulent debt they've manufactured. If we don't throw these private central banks out of our countries, if we don't return sound monetary policy controlled by our Congress and parliaments, this is designed to implode economies and transfer all wealth to them. That's why, whether it's Europe or the United States or any other country or region they control, the central banks and the private banks are making record profits in the trillions, billions in individual bonuses in many cases. They know what they're doing. This is a consolidation of power and control. They're slashing police locally. They're slashing basic services. But the taxes go up because everything is going to them. Now, remember, the United States is about a year behind Europe. And in Europe, in the last year, they have been slashing police, cutting roads, raising literally, in some countries, hundreds of new taxes per nation. They have been squeezing the population. They have been turning paramilitary tax collectors loose on people. They've been getting rid of all the tax exemptions. They are squeezing and squeezing and squeezing like the Sheriff of Nottingham from the fables of England hundreds and hundreds of years ago with Robin Hood and his merry men. This is actually happening to us. And so the media is spinning this in Europe and here in the U.S. saying, oh, look at good conservative politicians. They are slashing infrastructure spending. They're slashing pensions. They're slashing veterans benefits. Aren't they great? They'll get us out of this problem. That's a tiny piece. The whole U.S. debt is $14 trillion. There's $1.5 quadrillion worldwide, and even the Washington Post estimates the U.S.'s share of that is $600 trillion. It's impossible. They could devalue the money like this was Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic, Germany in the 1920s and 30s, and it's impossible. Do you understand? All the solutions they give you are only to consolidate power. It's economic warfare. So Europe, on average, is about a year ahead of us. And you watch, as we told you in my film Obama Deception a year and a half ago, it would start in Greece, and then Ireland, and then Portugal, and in Spain. That's what the economists we interviewed said would happen. It would then move to England and Germany and France. Now it is. It would then travel to the United States. This is all engineered. I cannot stress that enough to you. And that they would cut veterans benefits, that they'd signed on and were guaranteed basic health care, that they would federalize your private pensions and tax them and reduce them in the name of saving them, because the pensions are invested in the derivatives fraud. That's the trap. They hold you hostage. They get you to invest in their derivatives, your county, your city, your police pension, your federal pension, and then that money's not there. Oh, if you want to get that pension, you've got to bail out the banks. But it's not a bailout. They set this up. And so now it's here. Just this week, White House official, Obama to freeze pay of federal workers. Notice all the news in the last week about how, oh, he doubled the amount of federal workers getting $150,000. Oh, about how great they're having it. That's to sell them as the main scapegoat. I'm not against cutting their pay. I'm not against freezing their pay. But you do it after you've arrested the central bank heads. You do it after you've written off the $1.5 quadrillion that's impossible to pay off. You do it after you brought a true monetary system into existence. But you wouldn't have to do that with all these cuts if you got rid of this corrupt fractional reserve banking system. I do want to cut government because it's used as an agent of tyranny. It was put in place and grown to suppress us during this implosion phase, during this shearing phase, the shearing of the sheep. So now they've announced that they're going to freeze the pay of federal workers for 2 years and then probably cut it. Bloomberg, of course, has reported over a year ago that pension funds are being ordered, private pension funds, to, quote, invest in failed megabanks. There's no law, but federal regulators come like the mafia and say you better do it. It's come out in the last few months, also in AP and Bloomberg, that 11 years ago a secret deal was signed by Prudential and other major insurance companies with the VA to allow them to steal all of the death benefits that troops pay out of their check for if they die in battle or after they die, so their widow or widower gets the money. That was all just stolen. This is the greatest swindle and the most brazen I've ever seen studying history. It is so off the charts because the average American only cares about sports or rioting and looting, you know, during Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to get their little slave goods. Now, this is key. Remember the article from March 21st, 2009 in Stars and Stripes over a year ago. And in it, Obama proposed that they make all military people buy their own insurance for combat-related injuries. They've signed a contract guaranteed if they get their arms and legs blown off, Uncle Sam, the taxpayer, is going to pay for it. Veterans of Foreign Wars, Veterans Organization, went wild, got angry, said no to this plan, and Obama backed off for a year. Now they're back, and in the New York Times, pitching it to you like it's a great thing. And they're announcing, hey, there's 2 million people that are on government-paid-for insurance because they're veterans. The government wants to take that away, take the health care completely away from the veterans. It continues. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Union drops health coverage for workers. It's a union in New York, and they're dropping coverage for the children of the workers. This is austerity. You pay into these pensions. You pay into these unions. You go and join the military. You do everything, and they're even cutting it from those groups. If they'll go after the veterans, they'll go after anybody. Under austerity that's been done in hundreds of countries over and over again in just the last 20 years, we know what the private central banks are going to do. And once the country fully is bankrupt, whether you're Ireland or the U.S., it doesn't matter. It's the same formula. They are going to shut everything down. And once the economy fully disintegrates, they're going to triple water, triple power prices. They're going to force the government to hand all these infrastructures over to them. They are going to completely sell out the nation even further. You think the communist Chinese run the Panama Canal and most of our former military ports on our east and west coast? You think that's bad? You think the Arabs, you know, owning so much of our infrastructure is bad? You think foreign banks, you know, coming in here with a fire sale, buying up our companies is bad and our highways? You ain't seen nothing yet. Austerity is total enslavement, economic bondage for you and your family. And it's all a fraud. The mega banks engineer it. They get tens of trillions of dollars of tax money. They implode the economy and demand even more because we're held hostage by them. And it's not even a solution. It's only going to get worse. It is a distraction to cut the veterans' health care. It is a distraction to steal people's pension funds. It is pure robbery. We must kick this system out. We must bring these bankers to justice and write off this fraudulent debt. We do not owe it. But the banks in the last 100 years in the West have openly fostered this system of getting us into debt so they can profit on the fiat loans they make up out of nothing. But we're now entering the end game where they're fully imploding us by design. It's the bankers or us. We don't have a choice. You've got to tell everyone you know about this. You've got to inform them so they understand. You know, I mentioned these earlier, but again, here it is, BBC News, Irish Republic banks for sale. And they've got the head of their private central bank that runs the country, this fourth branch of government, Patrick Hoonahan, openly saying that the International Monetary Fund will now save Ireland. And how will they do that? By slashing pensions, by cutting police, by cheating veterans in their health care. It's the same laundry list. It always is. And he goes on to say, I've been an advocate for many years of the value for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks. Did you just hear me? This is treason. And it's the same thing here. This is a global government, a private corporate global government, taking over every major society with the same formula. It is fraudulent, and it must be resisted or we have no future. We cannot allow this new dark age to begin. All right, there's a few minutes left of it. You can watch the rest at InfoWars.com. The article and the video is titled, It's the Bankers or Us. We'll come back and talk about how much money they've stolen. Stay with us.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Many years ago, not just reading about bisphenol A when they approved this stuff decades ago, but perfluoroalkyls. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it's the lining in the packaging that's wrapped around hamburgers and things to stop the grease. Why not just go with old-fashioned paper? And so what if some grease goes through it? And it turns out these attack fertility, cause cancer, Dr. Markolis got the government's own reports on that. And Drudge is linking to this today. I tell you, Matt Drudge has come so far. He really obviously now knows about the world government, the New World Order. He covered Bilderberg the last 2 years in a row and forced it out into mainstream news in the U.S. I'm not trying to grovel to Matt Drudge. It's just such a bellwether that he is going more and more hardcore every day. I mean, take this Washington Post article. Buried in it, it admits that MSNBC got massive money out of the billions that General Electric, its parent company, got for fake government news. Well, Drudge takes that stuff that's buried, and he makes that the headline. Fed secretly bailed out GE. GE news outlets failed to reveal in Fed coverage. That is exciting. And I've got all those reports here in front of me. You know, that's why we ask you to buy the books and videos and T-shirts and ball caps and bumper stickers and wristbands and pins and Infowars.com pocket knives and flashlights and water filters. All of them are great products you need, but also this is how we fund the operation. You know, Benjamin Franklin had to go over to France and go out in the streets and sell American flags. And the fact that he was very famous, one of the most famous men in the world for being an inventor and a writer, people would buy the American flag from him for 5-10 times what it was worth just so they could shake his hand. It's the same thing here, but I'm not Benjamin Franklin. I'm just little Alex Jones. And I'm like, look, these are powerful films I've made on DVD. This is PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, everything in one spot. You got to support us. I mean, we're not supported by the Federal Reserve or George Soros. Like Fox News. Fox News is supported by the Federal Reserve, not by Soros. MSNBC is supported by both. You know, I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we sell advertising on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for about what a small town newspaper sells advertising. We're bigger than MSNBC.com. I looked up the rates for MSNBC.com for a banner on them. It's about $40,000 a month. For a banner with us, it's about $1,000. It's all hot air fraud. Okay? This radio show per hour is bigger than MSNBC just with our AM and FM affiliates. They've only got 500,000 viewers on their biggest shows. They're a joke. But they charge $10,000, $20,000 per minute for an ad during primetime. Ads on this radio station, on this radio network, are like $250. We can't expand and continue at that rate. We need people to donate, and you do it by buying the books, the videos, by joining PrisonPlanet.tv. We're giving the globalists a run for their money, but we're not big, arrogant teleprompter readers that fool all the folks watching mainline TV. And when big mega corporations go advertise on those channels, they know it's worthless. They're funding the evil. They're funding their inside game. Because from behind the scenes, Toyota or GM advertise on MSNBC or CNN and then get government money with the other hand. They take your money and use it against you. We can't do that and wouldn't do that. We don't do that. So go to Infowars.com and get tools to wake people up. The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, powerful films, Endgame, the T-shirts, the materials, spread the word, wake people up, and support the transmission. Infowars.com. We've got the lowest prices ever right now on the films.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.